What, sure they got a lot of fat in them, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they gristle. I see it. Pig feet when you're making head cheese. We call it head cheese. That's what you get your natural gel from in that part. You know, it's done in the feet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you look a lot of your horses. You gel those and all that horse's foot, hooves?
Yeah.
Out of the hooves of the horse?
Oh, the gel, yeah.
That's the gel. That's where your natural gel comes from.
Uh-huh.
Then they got a one note country people call souse.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of got a little vinegar in it. And this cheese we make down here, it's, I guess, French style. It's a lot of parsley, a lot of green onion, garlic, and whole onion, dry onion.
Yeah.
No bell peppers and celery, nothing like that in it. And a lot of pepper, cayennes, and all kind of peppers. This is hot as you like it.
Yeah.
You know, you can make it mild.
Talking about pepper, really what kind of peppers do you have?
Well, I got some cayennes and chilies, and I got this bird eye pepper, and that's, I think, about as hot as you can get.
Yeah.
Can you eat pepper?
I eat it, yeah. I eat it a pretty good bit.
I'd like you to try one of those little ones. Just one of them.
What, I mean, one of those little things?
Yeah, a little round one. Well, she just picked them this morning.
All right, I'll try one.
Try one. Now, like I do, if I'm having gumbo, I take me one and take 2 teaspoons, and I take one and I kind of mash it in the spoon, and I put it in my bowl of gumbo when I'm eating. Stir it up. That's sufficient. 2 of them. I don't believe you could cut 2 of them.
Let me see. Put them in an old wash tub. Any old tub that got a hole in it, you didn't throw away them tubs. Yeah. Well, aren't there some red ones in there?
Yeah, it's a red ones.
The red ones are ripe.
Well, the green, I always had the green the better flavor. It's about like a bell pepper, they'll turn red eventually.
Yeah.
But just nibble on a little piece of it. And when you break them, that's when they seem to me get hot. And I can't eat too hot stuff, but one of these to me is plenty good.
I don't know where we were at.
One time I had a census taker come in. They said, well, you've been selected. And she had to come, and it was kind of like a must. You had to be. You couldn't refuse anything. I believe the federal government was behind this. Some kind of census taker.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This went on a few years, and she come to me. And I mean, it lasted long. I mean, they asked him some questions.
Yeah.
You pretty well had to answer them, too.
Yeah. Well, see, the reason why we go in depth in this is because, we want to find out about everything, really.
Well, sure.
But I don't think it's anything that's of any national importance. It's just important.
That's good. Yeah.
I say, it's not been imitation maple syrup. You say it's not imitation, it's...
It's the real.
Genuine
stuff.
All right. Now I was going to ask you, did you ever have any difference between molasses or cane syrup or something like that?
Well, I got sorghum syrup.
Yeah.
It's not as sweet as regular cane syrup, to me, I mean. And they don't make a whole lot of sorghum right in here, this area. I believe in Georgia, places they make a lot of sorghum, don't they?
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, well, can you tell me about, like, the stuff you might pickle or stuff you might keep? No, not pickle. Just tell me about some of the stuff you can. Like, maybe what?
Well, there's something you can can. It all depends. If, like, canning with canned figs here. And,
yeah.
And what you just eat these here pickle things.
Yeah.
And
what about fruits?
Pears,
yeah.
Can put up pears too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, did you ever make anything out of?
We used to put snap beans up, canned snap beans,
mm-hmm.
Butter beans. I haven't did any of that here last 2 or 3 years.